Scanny, are you sure this is Owen Troyer from the Air Exchange Show?
I'm positive, TJ!
Hey, he's pretty internet famous.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, Jesus Christ, what are we gonna do about this guy?
Maybe you can get a hold of Alex Jones through YouTube, TJ!
Nah, he got banned from YouTube, remember?
Oh, yeah.
What, TJ, what about Twitter? Maybe you can get a hold of Alex Jones through Twitter.
I was banned from Twitter, remember?
Yeah.
Well then, I suppose we should wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Gabriel. Let's just wait and see what happens.
Well, alright then. I'm gonna go smoke. Hey, Gabriel, you got any weed left?
Yes, I have a little bit.
Sweet.
Put on some music, would you, Gabriel?
Sure, Paul. After this stupid fucking commercial.
Did you ever wonder how far the universe goes, Gabriel? Like, maybe there is no end to the universe. Maybe the known universe that we think of is actually just the size of an atom to a much greater sized creature. Maybe we're just an atom inside of a chair somewhere that a king is sitting in. Somewhere that we'll never have contact with. Perhaps that in and of itself is another dimension, in a way. Did you ever think that could be possible, Gabriel?
Yes, perhaps, Paul. But how can we be sure that the universe that we know of is nothing more than an illusion, Paul? Let's say, for example, scientists were able to program Sonic the Hedgehog to have free will, and he no longer had to collect coins or try and defeat Dr. Robotnik. What if Sonic was allowed to do or build whatever he wanted in the Green Hill Zone, and he had no way of seeing or contacting our universe? Would he ever realize that he's nothing more than a simulation?
That's an interesting thought, Gabriel, but I'm pretty sure I'm real.
Yeah, there you go now. Dude.
Oh, man.
We faced an alien crisis.
Help me,
and
Gabriel.
And now Paul faces an existential crisis.
Why the hell Paul ain't
shit
on camera no more?
I don't know, dude. Why don't we look at this shit before we go live?
Because we're lazy.
Yeah, that's
we're
right.
We're just lazy. Besides, we're barely on camera for fucking Flash Fried. So.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of
they don't really
like,
even, they didn't even need this.
Yeah, but it's tradition.
Hey, enough vamping out of you, TJ. People are complaining about the vamping.
Oh, sorry.
Pessimist Productions.
Hey, become our patrons.
We have all kinds of shit.
Well, I guess if you're watching
purple
this live,
shit,
you already are. But
hey, look at that. 3,500 patrons now. Look at you guys. Hey, we need to make it 4,000 so we can get a new studio. So yeah, get your asses over there and become a patron.
Scotty and Paul are tired of driving out to my country home, so...
Yeah, my God, dude. It's not a country home. You live in the middle of the Kalahari Desert.
Do you change how much fucking money me and Paul spent on fucking gas going out here, dude?
I don't know. I don't care.
TJ, I think we have to start a gas fund.
Fund?
Yeah, dude, directly from your pocket.
I'll give you some gas, you son of a bitch.
All right,
maybe later.
Gross, dude. He just shit his pants again.
I tried to shit my pants. Well,
second
I tried to
time
fart,
time you
shit
your pants on the show.
Yeah, I'm shitting my pants on the show all the time. It's just what I do. It's
all right, enough vamping from you, TJ.
All right. Vamping's over. Begin the show. All right.
Become a patron. Thanks.
Yay. All right.
Yay.
All right. So, there's an article here.
what a way. The leadoff bat is a home run, dude.
Holy shit. This dude, man.
Have you met Mundane Man in person?
Well, not in person.
Me and TJ actually met
him
a couple
times. What meetup was he at? Because maybe
actually,
I did.
Well, before we moved to Seattle, he came and chilled with us at our Airbnb. I met him at the Portland meetup. I think he came to our Seattle meetup, didn't he?
Maybe. Not.
If he was at the Seattle meetup, I probably met him, but he is mundane Matt, so...
Yeah, I told him right to his face, too. I'm like, you really are kind of mundane, dude. And he's like, I know, that's why I call myself that. I'm like, all right. I mean, it's not like... when he first started, I thought he was being ironic.
So the people, for the people that don't know the internet drama, TJ, what's going on with mundane?
Well, dude, I think Paul would probably be better at the recap than me.
I'll give you a recap. So basically, a bunch of people were doing a stream. Keemstar and the Ralph Retort, all these kind of like
drama
sports
channels.
Guys. Yeah, drama guys. And they're doing a stream, and they're talking about mundane Matt on the stream, something he said or did. And all of a sudden, the stream goes down for hate speech in the middle of the stream. Like, you know, it got pulled right in the middle of the stream. And they're all immediately, they all suspect already at this point that mundane Matt is flagging people. Because prior to this, a bunch of channels that uploaded videos that were critical of him or that replayed this moment that you see in the screenshot down there where he's crying when he got his play button.
Yeah.
They mysteriously get flagged for bullying and hate speech and shit, you know. And Matt, you know, always denied it. I don't flag anybody. I'm a free speech advocate. I don't do that. That's just ridiculous. I don't know who's doing it. Whoever's doing it, please stop. I don't care about the videos that are up about me. I don't give a shit. I understand. It's part of it. So anyway, stream goes down halfway through. They decide to go to somebody else's channel and continue the stream. And mundane Matt hears that they're talking about him and shows up. And he's like, what are you guys talking about? What am I being accused of now? Oh, now I can just take any stream down? And well, it just starts with the denials already. They grill him for about an hour, during which he swears up and down, swears to God, swears on his mom and his family that he doesn't flag people. He knows nothing about that.
Never would flag a single
person. So he's super defensive. Like, right. He's going out of his way to defend
but
his reputation.
Really, they'd reached a stalemate because at some point, you got to take his word for it, right? And he was very, very clear on, I just don't do it. Like, I know you guys think I do this. You guys don't like me for this reason or that reason. I get it, but I don't flag. I just don't. But some guy found a tool that's been on YouTube for a long time that's just buried in their arcane menus so you never know where it is. He goes, hey, you know, there's a way to show who you flagged. And I shit you not, mundane Matt went silent for about 10 minutes.
Damn, dude.
And they were just, all the other people in the call started showing their flags, and all of them had like maybe one or nothing, you know what I mean? And they're like, come on, Matt, screen share, let's go. Well, finally, he screen shares, and it's just pretty much everybody that's ever been a detractor of his. Just every video, just like flagged.
The mundane
Andy
Matt
Worski,
detractors.
The show he was on right there had flags on it. Another channel that was associated. You know what I mean? He's just a flag master. He's flag master flex.
So not only is it not true that he's not flagging people, but it's the exact opposite.
Dude, and he did it on his own account. He didn't have any...
An obsessive flagger.
Doesn't he know what a fucking sock account is? Because you know what he could... If he had a sock account, all he would have done is said, sure, guys, yeah. Nothing.
I mean, it's just a serious...
He's just an idiot.
And, I mean, his response to it has been to say nothing about it and to just continue to upload
Bethesda's crazy.
Like normal, you know, like...
Well, he's just done the wrong thing at every turn. Like,
right,
when
like,
that happened on the stream...
I mean, just think about the compound of these bad decisions. Like, shouldn't have false flagged.
Yeah, of course.
Shouldn't have gone on a show full of antagonists that are probably going to catch you false flagged.
All of whom, by the way... are all smarter and funnier than he is. I mean, it doesn't take much, but he's walking into a lion's den as a lamb.
Well, here's the thing.
Showing them the fucking flag screen when you know there's a bunch of incriminating shit there.
Okay, but let's be honest. This is exactly what happened. These guys all got together like, we're going to nail this motherfucker now.
Oh, I have a feeling that is exactly what happened.
And so then after they get him talking, get him like, yeah... I guess we're just this. You know,
they got all his denials for an hour.
Yeah.
They let him dig his own grave, and then they dropped the A-bomb.
By the way, we know how to look at your flags, bitch.
Yep,
want to
show
us? No. And Paul says it took him like 10 minutes. He was like fumbling. How do I get there?
He's like, I'm reading the article you sent. He said, I didn't send you an article. I sent you a direct link to the tool. If you're logged in, it'll take you right to the page we're talking about. Just screen share it. Well, I'm just reading through the information here. You know, I want to just give me a second.
Yeah, I mean, like, just
it was just so
total
naked.
Ineptitude. And then, after it all, doesn't even, like, try to address it in any substantive way, just...
He starts with the excuses. He's like, before I show you guys this, I want to say something. And they're like, oh, God, he's got a bunch of flags. They all knew. But he's like, listen, hear me out, okay, guys? Now, I can get angry.
And I've been in a very dark place, you know, the last 6 or 8 months. I've been a very hard thing for me, and I can do some stupid things when I'm angry. And then he shows them. They all blow up because, of course, it's everything that they've been accusing him of is right there in front of them.
It's all of them, too.
And it's all of them. It's, you know, it's and just. And he only showed the first page of it. There were pages.
Oh, pages upon pages.
And he wouldn't scroll. So it's just like they know that it's just filled to the brim. And instead of him just going, yeah, guys, I got some things to think about. It's a really bad thing that I've done here. It's shitty. I feel like a total horse's ass. And I'm going to take some time off and think about this and, you know, whatever. That's the best landing he could have had out of this. He stayed around for a further almost hour, like 45 minutes to an hour, while they roasted him like a suckling pig over the flames of their intellect. He, like, at one point, Mr. Medeker goes, Matt, I want you to say, I'm a soy-filled bitch who flagged your videos, and I'm sorry. And Matt goes, well, all right, I'm sorry for flagging your videos, okay? I'm sorry. He said, no, that's not what I said, Matt Jarbo. I said, say I'm a soy-filled bitch who flags videos, and I'm sorry. And he goes, I'm a soy-filled bitch who flags videos, and I'm sorry. You know, like, he's just giving them material. That's going to be a drop on their show forever.
Why wouldn't it be, dude?
Just Why? People are going to hammer it. I'm a soy-filled bitch. Like, he's such an idiot. And then, on top of that, so he gives them an hour more of his pitiful fucking roasting. And then he just goes back onto his channel the next day and he's like, so guys, did you hear about Bethesda sending the wrong game to a bunch of people that pre-ordered? What a controversy. Doesn't mention it. Just thinks he's going to go on being a personality. It's not. It's over for him. Like, I was trying to think. Like, let's say this happened to me. Let's say I was a total soy bitch lactating hypocrite that flags people and I got caught with my dick in my hand, right?
Yeah.
How would I try and make a landing out of this? What would you do, TJ? Let's say you're a soy-filled bitch hypocrite
right.
that has a flag list as long as a donkey's
like
dick.
A scroll.
It's probably true, but hey, just for the sake of the audience, pretend.
You gotta fucking... the only thing you could do at that point, in my opinion, is like the AIU tactic of just be the villain. Just be like, yeah, I flagged all those fucking pieces of shit and I don't care.
Right.
I'm glad they're fucking gone, you know?
That angle probably wouldn't work, but you're right. It'd be better than ignoring it.
Well, I mean, like, if you can actually slip into that villain role and just get it to where you're the person people love
okay,
to hate.
Okay, well, how can anyone...
You could make that work on some level.
He betrayed the trust of his audience.
Mundane Matt doesn't have that.
Well, no, I mean, he categorically lied about doing something. Instead of saying, you know what, I do flag people, and being honest, he lied. He's a total fucking hypocrite.
He lied because he thought there was no way they could ever prove it unless they got access to his
account.
And
then he got fucking busted with it.
And he got busted with it. It took him 10 minutes to realize his YouTube career was over. And then he stupidly, I think... See, here's what I would have done if I was in his position. Let's say I'm a lactating, soy-filled hypocrite.
He should never engage them. That's number one.
When Mr. Medeker or whoever it was demanded that he show that, I'd be like, fuck you. Who are you? I'm not going to show you shit. I was like, I didn't do this, and I ain't going to show you my papers, Herr Commandant. Fuck you. You don't just get to tell me what I have to show you on my account. I ain't asking you to show me shit. I came in here to answer the fucking allegations. You can take my word or not. I don't give a fuck about that, but I ain't got to show you fuck all. And that'd have been it. And then they'd have had to take me at my word, and they'd all said, oh, it's because you don't want to do it. But then it would all been speculation. He's too dumb. So even if I'd been dumb enough to show the shit, how do you find a soft landing? The only way I see that's a halfway guaranteed way out of it is the ultimate self-deprecation angle. The next video he made should have been, hey, it's me, Matt Jarbo, the soy-filled, lactating, soy boy fucking false-flagging bitch boy here. Yep, that's me. And look, I could sit here and make excuses about it all day, but it's really just because I'm a weak person who... You know, likes to act out behind the scenes and pretend I'm something I'm not.
Also,
and I'm working on that, but...
Didn't he also try to hide behind mental illness?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I've been suicidal.
Yeah. He was like, you know, when a lot of these flags were going on, I'll be honest with you guys. I'll be frank. I was thinking about ending it all.
Mundane Frank.
Yeah. You know, and it's just like, fuck you for using mental illness as an excuse for this shitty behavior. You know what, dude? I've got all the things he was talking about. Suicidal ideation, depression, anxiety, all the shit he was bitching about. You know what I don't spend my time doing when my brain is racked with that?
Time to flag all my detractors.
Let's go on YouTube and flag everybody that said something mean about me. What a fucking dumb excuse for being like the real problem is not his mental illness. He's a bitch. He's a bitch
yeah, he
boy.
Is. I mean, me and Judy hung out with him, and he seemed like an all right guy.
He was always super nice. I mean,
yes,
you know,
nice guy. But
it's lucky that you guys never said anything bad about him up until this point, because he probably would have flagged.
Yeah, maybe so.
Probably
I don't know.
Flagged this.
I hope not.
I hope he doesn't. Flag. I mean,
why wouldn't he?
I mean, I guess
why
he
stop
might.
Here?
Yeah, why stop now?
I guess he
know?
Might. I guess we know who was flagging it then.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. If anything happens to this, we know whose name to append to it.
Oh man. But yeah, that totally sucks, dude. Missouri Republican who said Hitler was right wins state house primary.
Right about what though?
Yeah, maybe he was right about vegetarianism.
Yeah, Hitler was a vegetarian. Maybe he was right about vegetarianism.
A Missouri Republican who has made anti-Semitic and other bigoted statements handily won a primary for the state house's House of Representatives. Steve West, who promotes anti-Semitic conspiracy theories on a radio show. What happened?
It reloaded.
It's gay. On a radio show he hosts, if I can get back to it. defeated three other candidates in the bid for the seat representing Clay County. He won with 49.5% of the vote. The second place finisher had 24.4%. Looking back in history, unfortunately, Hitler was right about what was taking place in Germany and who was behind it, West said. So that's not very ambiguous at all.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty much saying the Holocaust was good.
Hitler was right and the Jews are evil. Sorry. He has spoken of Jewish cabals that are harvesting baby parts from Planned Parenthood.
So he's an idiot. He's a total fucking
abuse children and control the Republican Party. West also has a YouTube channel on which he has made homophobic, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, and racist statements, according to the Star. West will face Democratic incumbent John Carpenter. Cool.
Whoa, dude, John Carpenter's running?
Yeah, Ghost of Mars, dude. In November, on Thursday...
They live, dude.
This fucking election's going to have a great
soundtrack.
I think
he'd probably want to be remembered for Ghost of Mars above all.
No, they live, dude.
No, he's done some great
You guys
movies.
Should fucking
Big
review
Trouble,
that one
Little
time.
China,
that's an awful movie.
They Live.
Really, They Live only.
Yeah,
The
honestly.
Thing, dude. Didn't he do The Thing?
Yeah.
No, dude. No, that was all right. But They Live, though.
They Live.
That's a good movie.
The most timely film ever made. Everybody should be forced to watch They Live and then hear a dissertation from a smart person about what They Live actually means.
Cool.
Yep.
I look forward to that.
You know, a lot of Nazis like that one, too.
They like They Live?
Yeah, because they think it's all about, like...
They think that they're the heroes.
Oh, the Jewish
are the,
cabal, dude.
Yeah. They think... Well, they think it's, like, the Jews.
Right.
Like, John Carpenter's trying to wake people up about what the Jews are doing. No. So it's actually kind of apropos to bring up here. Anyway, reached by the Star, West said his comments were taken out of context.
Of course.
But went on to criticize both Judaism and Islam. Jewish people can be beautiful people. But there's ideologies associated with that I don't agree with, he said. Jews today are a remnant of the tribe of Judah that rejected Christ. Whoa. Yeah, they are. That's true.
Wow, you're going to hang that over modern Jews' heads?
He's going the Mel Gibson route, dude. He's like, look, I mean, who gave up Jesus? Wasn't me. Wasn't what? A good Christian. It was
wasn't
the Jews.
The Christians.
Tribe of Judah.
Who asked the Romans to kill Jesus, huh?
So that's pretty cool that this guy could win a primary.
Goddamn tribe of Judah and their backstabbing ways, man.
Listen, I'm not saying... Look, I was taking out... When I said Hitler was right and he was right about who was doing what and he was justified in everything he did, that was taken out of context, you guys.
Totally out of context.
I don't know what they're trying to... make me sound like I'm some kind of Hitler supporter or something. I don't know. Man accused of killing girlfriend claims very smart dogs.
Whoa, dude.
Hey... I've seen dogs do some crazy shit. So.
Yeah, dogs have killed their owners before, so maybe
hear
it's
the
possible.
Particulars.
This is Florida really man, dog. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Orlando police have arrested a man who they said shot and killed his girlfriend last month in Lake Nona. Tiffany Linquanti died days after being shot on July 21st at her apartment on Randall Park Boulevard in Lake Nona, police said. Orlando police arrested Linquanti's live-in boyfriend, Justin Pruitt, Tuesday in Seminole County. Pruitt faces a charge of second-degree murder. Blah, blah, blah. Investigators said Justin Pruitt tried to make Linquanti's death look like a suicide. He also claimed one of his dogs might have been responsible for the shooting because they are very smart, investigators
said. Think about this. What if this is fucking true? What if the dog did fucking kill her, dude?
Yeah, dude, justice is blind, and this man is innocent until proven guilty. And if he can mount a dog defense, I'm ready to hear it.
I mean, if he can get a forensic reconstructionist to show me how the dog shot her.
Maybe the dog did it, dude.
Maybe the dog didn't shoot her, but maybe he drove her to do it.
Yeah, dude, the fucking dog was
through subtle psychological manipulation, the dog convinced her to take her own life.
Can we say it didn't happen?
We can't.
I can't.
Not until the trial, not until justice has been served.
I think he's innocent until proven guilty.
The fucking dog did it, dude.
It's just as plausible as everything I've heard from the prosecution in this case, which is nothing. Nothing, TJ.
Yeah, where's their theory?
I haven't heard what the linchpin of the prosecution is.
Where's their fucking theory?
Oh, this dude's sexist, dude.
Fortnite, ninja won't play with female gamers. Paul's happy. Tyler Ninja Blevins has revealed that he doesn't play with female gamers out of respect for his wife.
Dude. There you go. Out of respect for his fucking wife. Because you know what? Look, this dude probably gets hit on all the time doing this shit. He probably doesn't want to fucking be, dishonest.
The gaming world is filled with all these scuttlebutt little booger hangers-on girls that all want a piece of Ninja's pink-haired cock, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They all want a piece, but that girl standing next to him is the only pussy he fucks.
Yep. There you go, man.
What a dumb reason.
Fucking faithful,
I wish he would just admit the real reason why he doesn't play with female gamers.
Oh, what are you talking about,
Because he's a competitive gamer, and female gamers, like in every sport, lag behind men by about 20 points.
Yeah.
Whoa, Paul.
I'm sorry. Like, it's not true across the board.
You are a fucking sexist, Paul.
It's not true across the board. There are some female gamers that can compete, but, like, if you look at the finals of any major sport, any major esport.
Because women are not encouraged to
participate. League of Legends. False. Fucking Evo with
all
the fighting
games. Because those women have been excluded and locked out,
Paul. There are maybe five women competing in all of the fighting games.
Yeah, why is that, Paul? Is it because they're not as talented?
No, it's because most women don't play video.
It's because women are locked out of those markets, Paul.
Fucking Super Mario Bros.
Sexist like Paul.
So here's why. The U.S. gamer and husband of fellow streamer Jessica J. Ghostly Blevins has suggested that it could lead to rumors regarding him and the women he's playing with. He says the only way to avoid that is not to play with them at all. Ninja is famous for playing Fortnite and is the first Twitch streamer to reach 10 million followers. However, fame has come at a price. He says that he now has to be mindful of who he's playing with. If I have one conversation with one female streamer where we're playing with one another, and even if there's a little hint of flirting, that's going to be taken and going to be put on every single video and be clickbait forever, he told Polygon in an interview.
Dude, you know, like Ninja, this guy here, I think he went to this con one time. He was at ChoCon.
ChoCon, huh?
ChoCon, dude?
Yeah, he's at ChoCon, yeah.
Oh. Go ahead.
ChoCon these nuts, TJ!
He was at ChoCon these nuts.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Choke
so he was just doing this. He knows he's under a fucking microscope, dude.
I mean, he's basically scared of being Me Too.
I mean, he
like
has fucking 10 million people following him. That's just
this guy's
out.
Got a real bad case of the ligma too. So we can't really judge what he's doing.
Okay, go ahead, Paul.
What? No, no.
Ligma.
It's
dude.
A serious thing.
Ligma,
don't mock ligma.
Don't mock it. Okay.
It's a big deal right now, dude.
What's ligma, Paul?
Lick my fucking balls, TJ.
I know, right? Okay. I hate you so much, dude.
What Illinois. The fuck, dude?
What? Oh,
are you kidding me? Illinois manufacturer moving to Mexico over Trump tariffs? Fucking boycott them.
Boycott. Man, let me close this stupid shit.
Get out of here, Roger Stone.
Roger Stone here.
Dumbass download button.
I didn't know.
Just pause it.
What a fucking doofus, dude.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, a storage safe manufacturer is reportedly planning to shut down two Illinois factories and move to Mexico in response
Boo!
To President Trump's tariffs on Chinese metal imports. Stack-On Products will close its two Chicago area plants in October and lay off 153 people.
Hey,
want to
know a company I'll never
Chicago
buy
Tribune.
Something from ever in my life? Stack-On fucking products. Fuck you, motherfuckers, dude.
Jesus.
Wow, Scott. I didn't know Scotty was so American.
Dude, I fucking love shit made in America.
Scotty goes through safes, too. So
dude, I've got
he's
a lot
big
of safes,
safe
dude.
Purchaser.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though, man. If I find some shit made in China, I ain't buying that fucking goddamn
gonna
shit.
Gonna get rid of all the Stack-On safes that
oh,
you
dude,
have?
I have three Stack-On safes, and they're gone, dude.
Gone.
I don't care if they're made in America. You know what? They're moving this shit to goddamn Mexico. Fuck these motherfuckers, dude.
Al Fletcher, human resources director for the manufacturer's Las Vegas-based parent company, told the newspaper that the company decided to relocate the operation to Mexico after Trump announced tariffs on steel and aluminum, as well as other products from China. The operation is really not profitable, Fletcher said. Mr. Trump is part of this.
Fuck you, dude.
Stack-on has operated in Chicago. It's only two U.S. plants for four decades, according to the Tribune, which added that the company already has factories in Mexico and China. So basically, they're just they were already, all their factories were pretty much already overseas. Trump's tariffs just got them to move like the last two remnants of American manufacturing over.